As this course closes, we remember that completion is not the same as perfection. You may still have unanswered questions. You may still need help with parenting, grief, money, work, boundaries, sexual self-care, dating discernment, church belonging, or healing from past hurt. That is okay. This course was never meant to make you pretend. It was meant to help you walk forward with Christ. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we would walk in them." You are God's workmanship. Your life is not over because motherhood became complicated. Your calling is not canceled because relationships have been painful. Your womanhood is not erased because you are raising children without a present husband. Your hope is not gone because your path looks different than you expected. In this final topic, you will gather your private single mother growth portfolio. This portfolio may include your grace covenant, support circle map, stabilization plan, identity statement, parenting plan, home rhythm boundary plan, grief practice, church belonging map, spiritual rhythm, healing reflection, sexual self-care plan, dating boundary guide, red flags and green flags, life partner discernment, and 90-day rule of life. You do not need to share all of it with anyone. Some parts may be private between you and God. Some parts may be helpful to share with a trusted pastor, mentor, counselor, life coach, chaplain, or support person. The purpose is simple: to help you carry your growth into daily life. You are commissioned to walk in hope. That does not mean you are commissioned to do everything alone. It means you go forward with Jesus, with wisdom, with support, with self-respect, and with love for your children. John 20:21 says, "Peace be to you, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you." Christ sends his people with peace, so walk forward as a mother who is loved by God. Walk forward as a woman who is learning wisdom. Walk forward as a disciple who can receive grace and practice faithfulness. Walk forward with courage, support, boundaries, and hope. The next season may not be easy, but you do not enter it alone. Reflection question: what part of your portfolio will help you remember who you are becoming in Christ? Gentle next step: pray through your 90-day plan and ask one trusted person to support your next faithful step.